The Leafs Lunch Table is brought to you by Vanilla Visa prepaid cards, available at Petro-Canada, the perfect gift for any occasion. The Leafs have the Blues on the road tomorrow night. You can hear that game on TSN 1050. Our coverage starts with Jim Taddy and Frank Ratto, your guy. AB at 6 p.m., Puck Drop with Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph at 7 p.m., Julie Tishieri, Al's brother Mike DiStefano with you on Leafs Lunch as always. Let's bring in former St. Louis Blues defenseman and current ESPN St. Louis radio host, Jamie Rivers. Jamie, how's it going?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Doing great. Sun is shining. It's all good. It's all good in the hood.
You know, you keep
saying we like it.
You know, she keeps saying the sun is shining. Here's the scoop here, Jamie. So as a lot of people are doing, we're working from home, and she's in Toronto. I'm actually in Niagara Falls. It's like an hour and a half difference. There is no sun out my window.
You're sitting in a basement, flurries, dude.
It is cloudy. There's flurries. It is not sunny. It is not sunny where I am. So every time you say that, I just get a little bit jealous. I just had to get that off my chest.
I didn't realize that. House brother, now I feel
so
bad.
Beautiful.
It is. It's a beautiful city, but the weather today is just crappy. It's not great at all. Jamie, the Blues are playing some really good hockey right now. Second in the Central, second in the conference with a 22-10-5 record. One of the best offensive teams this season, in the NHL. What's kind of been behind the Blues' success and why they're flying under the radar a little bit here?
Yeah, it's kind of wild because, you know, like many teams in the NHL, they've battled the COVID bug, but now I think they're up to like 21 guys total that have gotten put into COVID protocol. They've had some injuries. They at one point had both goalies on the COVID list or the injured list. They had to go deep into the minor league system for goalie number 4 and 5, but they keep winning. And a huge part of that, like you just alluded to with the offense, is that it's been explosive. And if you look at the St. Louis Blues team over the last, you know, handful of years, heck, let's go back even further under Ken Hitchcock, it's never really been an explosive team offensively. And when Craig Berube took over midseason from Mike Yeo, they kind of kept that blue collar, grinded out, tight defense. They had one of the best defensive cores in the NHL. And then the emergence of Jordan Binnington, it kind of was the perfect match, and they went on to win the championship. Well, this team is very much different in a lot of ways. Jordan Kyrou and Robert Thomas, they're the reason. I think that, you know, you've got two young players that every single time they're on the ice and every single time they touch the puck, you kind of scooch up in your seat, and you're like, okay, what's about to happen now? And there's not a lot of people in the NHL you can say that about. And you guys know, you're in Toronto. You got Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, obviously Connor McDavid. There's an elite group that you kind of make sure you're watching. Well, Jordan Kyrou and Robert Thomas have turned into that here in St. Louis, and that's the biggest difference. And that coupled with, you know, the resurgence of Vladimir Tarasenko, who, you know, in the offseason, we all know the story, kind of asking for a trade, wasn't really happy with things. Well, he's kind of just, you know, gone to work with his lunch pail and his hard hat. And he's been one of the best offensive players for the Blues this season. And that's been the biggest difference.
One of the guys that I was just, you know, taking a peek at the matchup and looking at the two rosters. And one of the guys who you talk about a resurgence and kind of coming out of nowhere, a name that really surprised me who's having a good season is Ivan Barbashev, up to 29 points on the year. And this is somebody who a couple of years ago was being talked about as a bit of a bust. And here he is kind of making way here in the NHL, doing some good things.
Yeah, Ivan Barbashev is honestly one of my favorite players to watch. And to your point, yeah, he was touted highly coming out of junior hockey, had a good junior hockey career for himself coming into the NHL, and it didn't click right away. And that happens a lot of times. But where Ivan Barbashev benefited from it all was he got to play for Craig Berube in the minors with the Chicago Wolves. And, you know, he got to know Chief very well, and Chief knew what Ivan Barbashev could do. And so he kind of drug him along with him to the NHL. And it's amazing what confidence can do for a young player, because Ivan Barbashev now playing with some of his buddies. He's got a couple more Russians on the team. You know, Buchnevich is there, and he's got Big Daddy Vladdy Tarasenko that he enjoys playing with as well. And it's just totally turned his game around. It really has. His confidence is sky high. He's playing on a power play unit. He's getting points every game. He plays power play, penalty kill. He's out there for important situations. This is the Ivan Barbashev that the St. Louis Blues drafted. This is what they thought they had initially. And as you guys know, sometimes the path to where you need to be in the NHL, it takes a couple of detours. The great players or the good players are the ones that figure out how to get it back on the rails to where they're supposed to be, because we know sometimes guys drift off and they never find their way back to what they should have been. But yeah. Ivan Barbashev is not one of those guys, and you're right. He's making a huge difference for the St. Louis Blues.
We've got former St. Louis Blues defenseman and current ESPN St. Louis radio host Jamie Rivers on the phone right now. Jamie, the All-Star rosters are out, so the All-Star rage has begun all around the NHL. Jordan Kyrou gets a very well-deserved nod, but is there any surprise Talbot taking over Binnington or Hellebuck even?
You know what? I think that the NHL does the best they can at spreading this around. And like, there's never a perfect roster. If they were going to do that, they'd have to have, you know, a roster of 30 guys for each team, because you could always make an argument. There's like 3-4 guys usually in that division that you're like, okay, that's a no-brainer. After that, there's debate available for all of it. I think that the fact that the NHL does as good a job as they currently do with an all-star game that they continue to retool and revamp and try to get creative with, which they should, because you got to try and keep it somewhat exciting for the fans. I'm not sitting here going to dog on who got picked so far. I mean, you know, it's tough enough.
Yeah, if you want a perfect roster, though, Jamie, go check out my Twitter account. I think that is the perfect roster.
Come on.
I'm just playing. But look, you know, tomorrow night, the Maple Leafs and the Blues getting set to play a game which you can listen to here on TSN 1050. And these two teams haven't played in a while. They haven't met since December of 2019. The St. Louis Blues were still the defending cup champions the last time these two teams faced off. They both undergone, you know, quite a few different changes since then. So how do you think that these two teams are going to match up against each other tomorrow night? What are you expecting?
Well, I'm expecting a lot of speed, for one thing. I think that Toronto Maple Leafs, it's no secret, they've got some of the best young talent in the NHL, and they've got an emerging defensive core that I really enjoy, and they've got Soupy Campbell there in between the pipes, who's been fantastic for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So this, to me, is a game that's a can't-miss game. If you're just a casual fan and you want to watch the game, you're going to see a lot of St. Louis Blues players that you probably didn't hear of before that haven't been on the radar because, to your point, they haven't played the Toronto Maple Leafs in a couple of years, and they haven't played a lot of teams. The Canadian teams, as we know, the Canadian division last year and just a crazy pandemic schedule the way it's been. So I think it's going to be very exciting. I think both teams are going to exchange chances offensively. To me, the key to victory for either of these teams is which team can buckle down defensively first and find their game to slow down some of the high-quality scoring chances for the opposition and stay out of the box. The St. Louis Blues power play has been potent, to say the least. They've been on fire. And the Toronto Maple Leafs, anytime you have Austin Matthews, who's absolutely tearing it up right now, anywhere near the puck in a man advantage situation, that's a tough look. So I think that, you know, establishing the defensive game and staying out of the box, playing with discipline, the team that can manage to do that, get to that game first, probably has the advantage in this one.
Jamie, your former Blues teammate Chris Pronger, also Dryden Ontario legend, I always like to shout out the Northwestern Ontario guys, I haven't even asked about Bobby Bertuzzo yet, gets his jersey retired on Monday. Me and AV were talking before the show, defensemen like Pronger, obviously a dying breed when you look at the guys who are really standouts on the blue line in the NHL right now. What was so vintage about his game?
Well, look, Prongs, it's amazing the way he carved out his career, because as you remember, or a lot of people remember, it didn't start out fantastic for him at Hartford. I mean, he was a high draft pick. It was kind of going so-so, and then Mike Keenan and the Hartford Whalers made a big trade, Brendan Shanahan for Chris Pronger. Everybody thought that was great. Well, it wasn't, because Shanny was a fan favorite here in St. Louis, and Prongs came in, and he took a while to find his way and played under Mike Keenan. He had a lot of adversity, is kind of what I'm alluding to, at the start of his career, and then he just sort of found his way. He got mentally tough and rounded out his game, and at 6'6", you know, he skated and moved the puck as well as anybody in the NHL. I still believe he's one of the best one-pass breakout defensemen to ever play the NHL. Very seldom did he have passes picked off. Very seldom was he unable to make an outlet pass. And then you add in that mean, nasty side of him that, you know, a lot of that was allowed back then in the NHL. And it was a separator. It was a difference maker between some guys who could play and some guys who couldn't. And Chris Pronger, you know, he could take your front teeth out in one shift, but then the next shift, turn around, score a power play goal. That made him very, very dangerous in that era. And the fact that he sometimes had to play with me out there as his defense partner, man, that made him way better than I ever thought. Anybody who can carry me around out there is definitely deserves his jersey retired.
Yeah, you're being humble there. But Prongs, man, one of the best to play it. And, yeah, you just don't see that anymore. You really don't. Jamie, thank you so much.
They probably put him in prison now for it.
Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. That's for sure. Jamie, really appreciate you joining us and taking the time. And enjoy the game tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You as well. There he goes, JT. There he goes. Jamie
there
Rivers.
There he goes.
St. Louis Blues, former St. Louis Blue and current ESPN St. Louis radio analyst.